So that's the first point. God has made promises. But before I leave it, I just want to emphasize it a little bit differently. God has made promises. God has made promises. The one who is infinitely powerful to keep his word and infinitely good, who will not lie. One who cannot lie and one who has infinite power to keep his word has made promises. And the one who has made these promises that we have here always fulfills them. He always fulfills them. And that is, again, repeatedly emphasized in Scripture. Let me just give you some of them. In order to strengthen our faith, God says it. He spells it out. And I won't give you every reference, but that starting in Genesis and goes through Joshua and Samuel and Kings and so on, listen to these. Then the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. The Lord your God is he who fights for you just as he promised you. And now, O Lord God, you are God and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. And the Lord gave wisdom to Solomon, just as he promised him. Now the Lord fulfilled his word, which he spoke, as the Lord promised. These are so many of these, you just read them as you go through Scripture, you see it over and over. You have kept with your servant that which you have promised him. Indeed, you have spoken with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. How about this? Not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass. How about this? Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promise. And you have fulfilled your promise, for you are righteous. Nehemiah 9:8. How about New Testament? In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised. Emphasizing his truthfulness. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So think of this. We have a book full of promises, made by a God who cannot lie and who has all the power to keep these promises. Now, here's the question. Why have we not entered into more of these promises? And the answer is, in the first part of the verse, that you may not be sluggish, or as the King James says, slothful. They're both pretty good words. You've seen slugs moving on the ground. You know, they're not just zipping along normally, are they? They're barely. Or sloth, the slothful, slow. If you watch some of these National Geographic commentaries and they show a sloth, have you ever seen any of those? They have algae growing in their hair. Their hair looks green. They're so slow. And they're hanging on a limb and you can barely stand to watch it. They get ready to reach up for another branch. I'm afraid that has often been the way I've lived my Christian life. You know, I think it's time to trust God for one promise out of a book of 10,000 promises. Isn't that, it's just so much. So the writer to the Hebrews said, don't be like that. Instead, be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The first point is God has made promises to us. Second is that faith and patience are necessary to inherit the promises.